Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to take a text from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. We'll just read the first part of it. I want to talk to us today about the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited already?
1 John chapter 4 and then verse 16,
the Bible says, and we know and believe the love that God has for us. We know and we believe the love that God has for us. I want to ask you, do you know that God is love? And do you believe his love? There is a knowing and then there is a believing. Some people know, but they do not really believe it for themselves. But the apostle of love is saying that we should know and we should believe the love that God has for us. The next phrase he uses is that God is love. That word translated love over there is agape. God is agape.
Woo!
That is a condition-free love. You don't have to do anything to merit it. It is just there for you. And that is what I want to talk to us today about. The reason is that the kingdom of God comes by this love of God. The first kingdom era of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 came by the love of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that first kingdom era didn't come because of anybody's prayers. It didn't come because of anybody's good living. It didn't come because there was a church. I'm talking about a local church. It came based upon the unconditional love of God.
Hallelujah.
And that is an important lesson we have to get as the foundation for our kingdom life. When Jesus reintroduced the kingdom of God when he came on earth, it was by the love of God. It was by the zeal of the Most High God. He didn't look at man. He just brought it to us based upon his condition-free love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that the will of God will come into your life in the same way by the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that God is love, and the lie of the devil is over. Wow. So you know, God creates his own image and then he comes looking for him. Listen, in the kingdom system, God comes looking for man.
onyankopon eba ebehwehwe nipa.
In the religious order, man must make his way to God. So because God placed man in the kingdom system, the Bible says that in the cool of the day, God will come around looking for you. Because of his condition, free love. That is what I want to tell you today. That no matter the corner that you are, God knows where you are, and God will come looking for you.
Hallelujah.
God will not leave you in that corner with that kind of problem the way that you are.
Yes.
God will come looking for you on this earth. You need to tell God, Lord, I am here. Come and look for
me.
So in the Old Testament, the Bible says that the word of the Lord will come to the prophet saying,
na apam da danumu omose onyankopon de nasam ne bema nkomseni no wobra oka se.
It was foreshadowing the time when the true word of the Lord Jesus Christ, without invitation, in due season, hallelujah, in God's kairos moment, hallelujah, will come looking for man. Hallelujah. When man is not looking for him, hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 verse 20 says that I was found of them who didn't seek for me after the religious order. That's the understanding. I said, here am I to a people who didn't ask for me.
Na sadia enka no onyankopon de nasam ehye komsheni na no mo ka no onyame no yifo ni bia kire yense me be baba onu onyame na de nasam ne be braye ba bi de ye wo biara wo kenkan asam na wo se odani wadi kire nkofo a no wo munnim no omu misa no po odani wadi de kire nti kona bia wo hyane ade ye wo su biara onu onyame ne be nante aba wo nche.
I came to tell you this morning that God is love.
Me baba ka kire wo se onyame yo do.
I came to tell you that God's word is going to come after
you.
I don't care which corner you are. I don't care about that. I know that the word of the Lord is going to walk throughout wherever community you are, and God's word will come to you.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will come looking for you. When you are looking at this direction, the love of God will cause him to help you and shift you and align you with God's purpose for your life. Don't have to sweat it out. God will come looking for you if you believe in his love.
There are some people
who say that, well, God said to me I should do this and all that. I want you to know that one of these days, the same God who came to them, it's not that they are special people, it is the love of God. The same God who came to them and God spoke to them, I want you to do this, the same God is going to find you and point you to the right direction he wants you to take.
Eyo bi oha wo se onyankopon ka tire mi se minya we minya we minya we sa onyame na woni sankrofo no kasaye no sa onyame na beba wa brabom na obedane wa brabom ne dia koba bia esese wukɔ.
And then
ehona
Adam sent
and Adam ya boni
and Adam tried to help himself.
Na Adam ye do betumi biara.
That is a bit of religion.
And no any emra wo nipa sese ya ye de sum nyame ye wo
trying to please God by covering our own nakedness.
Sey emia ye hu na yankasa ya ye de betumi wo bra ye kata ya de jaso.
God looked at it and he said, what is this?
Na wo nyame hwe di no se na den na Adam wu ye den na wu kire.
This is not proper.
Adam ade a wa ye de se nyo.
Adam, you must be properly covered.
Adam sa wo pese ya kata ho wo se ye kata ho ye.
Adam had just disobeyed God.
God
comes upon the scene and God says, I will dress you.
Now when Yame Bamu, oh hallelujah. I say, what Adam messawatare papa?
He kills an animal.
And then Yami Kumabua.
And he covers Adam and Eve.
And what did Nahuno Ekata Adam?
Hallelujah. God looked at them and said, no, Eve, this slate is not very good for you. And then he does it so nicely so that all the shape of Eve has now
appeared. Hallelujah.
Some people think that God just sold something. And they were walking and the chain will maybe either too tight or it will trip them. Do you know the God of love you are talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Do you know he wants his beauty to come out?
Yes. Wọ́n sì ẹbí máa ń dùnyàn ọmọ sọ wọ́n yàn kó pọ́nkún àbúadé tárí wọn mú ti ìvò àtàrí ẹnu ẹyẹ gbìrìm náà nàmínà ìvò ẹ n ti sá wọ́n yàn mí yìí ní kẹ́ẹ̀s hallelujah wọ́n yẹ ní plate àǹkásá náà ní shape yẹ yìí ṣe fine sá. Preach pastor.
Some people do not know that God is a dresser. Once upon a time, Jesus stood and he told his 11 apostles that I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. And all of you, you are branches in the vine. Do you know the person who should dress you up? Do you know the person who should decorate you? Jesus is decorator.
Jesus niya wo siesie no no. Ono no be yama.
Wow.
Mess.
And when God is dressing you,
so what am I siesie wo?
He is dressing his only begotten son Jesus.
And then now wo siesie ono kasa ni ba Christo no.
Don't you understand that God will not leave you naked in this world? He said, even Solomon in all his glory, they were not clothed like the lilies. Do you know the glory of Solomon? Some Americans came together many years ago to calculate the net worth of Solomon.
Na America fobi e ka wo mu bom say e be hwe Solomon adwapade ne said your net.
They ended at 200 over 200. They said his net worth is over $200 billion.
What say dollar billion 200.
I know you don't know what that one means.
Billionaire ka won ti ase na ka 200.
Listen. Wow. The richest man in the world today, right now. He is around 48 to 50 billion US dollars. That's Bill Gates. Too sure. Solomon. His riches many years ago. Over 200 billion American dollars. The same people in 1925, they said that the temple, they valued archaeological whatever thing and the Bible, they tried to value the temple of God that Solomon built. The temple was valued in 1925 at $56 billion, just the temple Solomon built.
Well, see,
1925, not now.
Now, I see. Solomon, I saw. Oh, me who dey make po. Solomon, I saw that now was Simon Nyankopono. The year of the Lord 1925. Minim say be waha sadi a na sabre no waha. Was see one more year no. Ni milo no. Na ye drone monson. America dollars.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus Christ was teaching that don't worry. Even Solomon with all this money, he wasn't clothed like this. Temporary dressing. He said, oh, this one is just for... And so what? God doesn't mind to spot you temporarily, use it once or whatever thing. God doesn't mind. He was just trying to tell us that I care for you.
Hallelujah.
I care for you.
Yes.
If even the flowers, I am investing temporary beauty and colors in them. How much more? You don't even know your value.
Na no nya make us share Solomon was sanio ma yakafa ne hunya nya me say enhwe ya ewo ho enya dia Solomon ne nya me betumi dia toto ho enu ti say enhwe onyankopon botumi siesie ne mane ya fe sade a adan na onyankopon won nyene wo ho adwe ne wo ho dodo.
Rest assured, you will not be naked.
I receive it.
And all those fig leaves you have used to sew yourself, I came to announce to somebody, God is going to bring you some proper clothing.
I receive it. Nasa and Habai now what titi dia kata wono or send come gobi suse. Eyadia won yame dia tarepa ne bro. I receive.
Somebody says that these things they are not necessary. Listen, God, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 that your heavenly Father knows that you need it. Please now, stop the pretense that this one is not spiritual. He said, even God in his valuation, do you know why God wants to do it and why you must receive it? Because you are his glory part.
Hallelujah. Na ne woman say wadwe ba so me de mi hia hwe wawe esa se Kristo na kan wo mati asempa se wonyame se onu woni me ye no ni me ye hia de na wonyame ade ti no be shrawo dan dan kran ti no be shrawo esa se wo jina ho se nan monyam ene ti wo shrawo na wo siesie wo a onu akasa na ehye ni hwan monyam.
So expect it.
Anu ti
I said expect it. Because the kingdom of God will have to come in all aspects of your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And something important happened. God took Adam from the garden. Because Adam and Eve, they sinned. Sometimes, you see, the devil gives a picture that God was trying to do something very bad to Adam and
Eve.
So God sacked them from the Garden of Eden. I tell you that God took them out of the garden for their own sake. Because with the corrupted mind that they had just gotten, they were more susceptible to mess up themselves and become irredeemable like those fallen angels that God said, move out for your own sake. Move out. Have you been told that thing before? You are living in your nice house, and then they say something is coming, earthquake is coming. So move out of your own. It's for your sake.
Yes, so now we are to open some nanti. Oh my, you're not doing when you're meeting more dintina. What pamo Adam need if he had in trum and to sir said, I know my dear yano now. Koshe, oh my, you know, maybe bed the how are belma on to me answer and you on crab you and it was Adam need more tina baby funny said, what's would I be pie a fe? Nina catch us as I say, what's so bad baby? I would done you see and if you are nipa quayo banana, I your papa, but on a hobby.
You see, there are some denials that we experience in life that we think that God is being wicked. Oh. You have made me this. Why do you take me out of this job? Why do you do this thing to me? How can you do this to me? I want you to know that it is for your own sake.
Yes. Na ya na ya do pepe so bi wa abrabo mu ni ehwiri bibia ni e bi so wonyame a na rade se adwuma ya wodi ma mi ada na wogye sa adie we ya wodi shira mi ada na wogye na nokro wo mu ni se nye se nyame tremu adene na wonyame wa safu fro bi de kachira wo and it was ja we mu to hansa.
What have you been denied of? What glory have you had and all of a sudden you have come down?
And wonyame na wonya prekope washire.
I want you to know that it is for your sake because God is a God of love.
You're preaching.
And then Cain went to kill his brother Abel. I like this part because the way that God dealt with Cain was foreshadowing how God is going to deal with man as far as sin was concerned, or rather is going to, or it was foreshadowing God's attitude to sin yet to come.
Na ekwanya wa nyankopon ni ken enyan kitahudie no na edede se de onyankopon ni nipa so benyan kitahudie afa bone ho.
Now listen very carefully to me. It is religion that teaches that
eye nipa nchise esum na kire yesa
sin breaks fellowship with God.
Se bone wo hoy e ma woni onyankopon tam etete.
That it is the lie of the devil. I've told you already that the highest level of deception is religion.
It is
religion that says that when you sin, God will not come to you.
But
Jesus came. What are you saying?
What are you telling me?
No, change your theology. We are in a kingdom. Somebody says that the revival stopped because of sin. Like somebody says, if it stopped because of sin, then it shouldn't have started.
Oh! Mercy.
When you sin, if you sin, rather I should say, in the kingdom system, God comes close to you like he went looking for Cain and asking, where is your brother?
I came
to tell you because God is love. And his love is not conditioned upon what you do and what you do not do. When you sin, that is a time that you need God most. And God will not abandon you at the time that you need him.
Na nyameka cha woni se sempo wo ya bone a sabre ne ne wo se wututu amika ekwo onyankopɔ ho esa se wo nyame ompo onyame baba be hwehwɛ nti waye wo bone no ana waye bibia woni se ya bone tutu amika kwa onyankopɔ ho waye crowd so be jo.
Somebody says that because my life is not good, my Christian life is not good, that is why God is not blessing me. Who said that?
Ebinom se esa se mi Christo abrabo enye papa nti na onyankopɔ ho nhyira me ho na ka kyerɛ ho.
That is a lie of the devil.
Ayo bro, someone
read the Bible. He shows goodness to us so that we repent. In the kingdom system of God, you don't obey to be blessed. You are blessed so that you will be motivated by love to obey.
Hallelujah.
I came to announce to you that God loves you. And his love is not conditioned upon anything. It is based upon himself. Says, can't I do what I want with my own?
Because
I'm good, you are annoyed. Are you Jonah?
We are Jonah.
Why are you annoyed? You have no right to be annoyed. These people are my people. What are you saying? Jonah. Did you create them? Did you create that leaf? You are sorry for that leaf. Do you know the value of the human being vis-a-vis that leaf that you showed? We have to change our theology.
I was saying, yes, I'm your dream, and your baby's house. Say, who are you? Say, why are you dear? And I was saying, and Sister Yamichado, or Chado, who are Jonah?
So sometimes people who believe the love of God, even when they are not coming to church, God is blessing them. And they think that God likes it.
Oh!
And those of you who are in a business relationship with God,
the
thing is transactional. When God wants a love relationship, they say, I prefer a business relationship. Let me do it so that you also do it. No. God wants to show you his love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the other lie of the devil, the other deception that makes people to think that God doesn't love us, God is an angry person, is the story of Noah. In Noah, God is trying to give an impression of himself. But the devil twists the whole thing. Wow. Because some of us, we think that God destroyed the earth. God is a very wicked God. How can you use water when you're on the shower and the water is choking you? Look at it. And God choked all these human beings.
Hey. No, nyame wo be kunipa nsuo na ade kunipa mpo se wo se shower se na nsuo no tumi num na pese odum na nsuo ni hiehia wa hwese da ne yate na wo nyame wo de kunipa saade.
Listen carefully to me. The story of Noah has been presented by the devil and it's a lie. The story of Noah is a story of love. God's love for human beings. Because in Genesis chapter 6, these fallen angels, they came to the daughters of men. Because they feared that the seed of the woman was going to bruise their head. These fallen angels came in human form and then they fell in love with the daughters of men and brought forth to men. It was a revolution. It was something massive covering the whole land. Let us take every woman and let us bring forth. So in those days, Genesis chapter 6, it's all there. God then saw that the imaginations of the heart of man was wicked continually. These were not human beings. These were half human, half angels. And God had to drown all of them in the flood and save the pure breed. So if you read Genesis chapter 6 verse 9 or so, the Bible says that Noah was a just man. That means righteous in the Hebrew. And perfect. The second word perfect. That he was perfect in his generation. What the Hebrew means is that he is entire. In other words, he is a full breed human being. Only eight people were really human beings. The rest were half human, half angels. Their intent, the Bible says, was only evil. The intention in the Hebrew, I've studied these things very carefully, so listen. The intention was to destroy. And God in love said that no way. It is left with the wife of Shem. It is left with the wife of Ham. It is left with the wife of Japheth. All of you enter into the ark. I am going to save human beings and raid and bind these spirits in darkness. If you read Peter, bind them. Jesus later on, when he came on this earth, he went to preach to those spirits who were disobedient during the time of Noah. He preached not the gospel for them to be saved. He warned them that the judgment is coming. Wow. The story of Noah is a story of God's love for humans. It's a story of God preserving the proper human breed so that Jesus will come, the seed of the woman will come and crush the head of the serpent. It's a story of love. It's God's love. And God killing those giants and the quarter human beings and half human beings.
Hallelujah. Oh, moving on from hallelujah. I like that. Was it your netty? Was he a Adam ni if ye one no wa beka no no nyankopon ka kire wo or one se wo obai ase enna na si na ne ba ena baba betia wo owo wutiri so enunti asrabofo na ye sane wo mu gbasase so no ba no mu ye meeting no mu se eh so wonyankopon se oba na se ena obi be fi no baba be ku ye dia ye ni kan ku e ma na nsa omo edika ya wo nti asrabofo no be do enipa emma no ena omo ni omo wo wo ye ena omo wo ni pa grang 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 ama oba no wo wo sa oba na wo wo structure na mpo akola na oba yire wo be ku ni prekope ena ti nyankopon we di no se adwe wo ni pa trem ne nya e adwe bone adwe ye sum ena to ni onya me ni nya sam no se hye me ma bo ni pa sam nsa so se me ye wo mo ni pa soronko wo obron sam adwe ni enya adwuma ena ti ni owo ya ni se ya papa no wade wo ye ni pa prekope ono no sa asobo fo na hwe fom na ne ne maami bi anya hwe anye no wo ye ni pa ni pa ni pa ni pa ene ne ma no ni omoyire no ti ne nyame ye ne se okay no wa si apam na mo mu ye ni pa no mu ye ni pa papa no mo mu ko sha apam no ene mo ani nyina na mo mu a asobo fo ene mo ada ma wo ni pa fa asobo fo fa ne de mo nyina me chechire mo mo bonsam na dwen no emem hallelujah na me yo don't walk wo mu nyina wo di suo mene wo mu Bible ma yati ase wo Peter se wo se wo chechire safo ni nyina enti ma Yesu ba ya no okọ ho ko ka chom se mu mu amoya asrobo fo ni nipa fa ma temu no e ba mu so nanso wo nyame ne don't wo yi nipa na e wo samre num no nipa wo mu ye nipa nkuto ena odu mu gu apam no mu ena okura nipa hallelujah enti nyame tirimu nyadi.
Listen, God is love.
Onyame yo do.
God put all these 8 people in the ark.
Onyame ko pon de san nipa numi akwasha apam numu.
And his judgment.
Ena na temu.
And his anger.
Na bufu.
And his ruthlessness.
Eni na bufu so.
Was shown towards these bad breed and the ark, which stands for Jesus. Was the one who suffered all the anger most.
Yes.
You think it was those spirits, those half human beings, those giants and all that. But the ark, Jesus, he suffered all of the punishment. Mm. Those who were in Jesus, they didn't see a thing. They didn't breathe a thing.
Mm.
All of the anger was put upon the ark.
Mm.
The ark was tossed up and down. The rain and the storm was bashing the ark. That is what Jesus did for you.
Hallelujah.
Once you were in Jesus,
hallelujah,
the anger of God is not against
hallelujah
you. Jesus took it all.
Hallelujah.
He took it
hallelujah
all and he protected you so that you will not see the anger of God.
Hallelujah.
God is love.
Upon no Jehovah Christ. Emra no wana ne nkro foko sem no omo ni made a eto apam no onyame abufu hie no eba apam no sesese emra ensuo yire ne ba ensuo to aprada ejwane ade nyina eka apam na no apam ye no nanso omo no omo apam no mu de hallelujah omo a hu sa ohaw ni bi enu ti sa wo wo kristo mu a ne ya wo ya wo ne wa bebre sa wo kona na nyina onyame bia to kristo so wo kristo mu enu ti worenti sa ya wo ni bi.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.